Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can get the Wait Wait podcast, so you can listen to the show on your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Mindy from Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Hey, Mindy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I did not know there was a Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Yeah, not many people do.
Right.
Some people get confused. They think they're going to...
Yeah. So, does that ever happen? Yeah. Does somebody ever get in a plane to go to Pittsburgh, PA, and they end up there in Kansas?
That happened. I go to the university here, and that happened with one of the international students. They thought they were going to Pennsylvania, and they ended up in Kansas.
That's funny. Mindy, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
I'm so bad at this game, but let's go.
Well, I applaud your gumption.
We'll help.
Everybody help.
Okay.
We're all in this together. Because
okay.
we love Pittsburgh. All right, here we go. Here is your first limerick.
Spread antenna and see what we see. Outer space boob tubes gotta be free. Soon we'll be unearthing the channels they're surfing. We'll see aliens watching
TV.
Yes! There you are. Astronomers have so many questions about possible alien life. Where are they? What do they look like? Do they get HBO? A new project by the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics is planning to scan the skies in search of signals in the same frequencies that we use for radio and TV. The theory being, instead of trying to contact us, maybe alien species are as self-involved and superficial as we are. Will we find episodes of My Favorite Earthling? Daytime talk shows featuring aliens talking about earthling abductions? Here is your next limerick.
British offices hear bosses mutter, "Oh, that's where I left my old putter." Well, I do confess, my desk was a mess. Now I'm guilt-free without all that
clutter.
Right, very good.
Yes.
And you said you were bad.
Oh, my gosh.
British government officials hate a sloppy office. They are willing to spend $14 million on an educational program to help civil servants keep their desks just so. Strips of black tape mark exactly where the stapler, telephone, and pen should be placed. Workers in one office were asked to determine whether a banana on the desk was an active banana, which would be eaten immediately, or an inactive banana, which is one that should be put away in a drawer. That's the terminology. Very good. Here is your last limerick.
Good grief, why can't you kids behave? What am I, your servant, your slave? Don't you see, every day, my hair turns more gray? Prematurely, I'm sent to my...
grave?
It is official. Yes, you're right. It is official. Your kids will be the death of you. According to new findings published last month, people who have children have a much greater chance of dying young. And beware, the risk increases with every child you have. For instance, a mother of 12 has 5 times the risk of premature death as does a mother of 3. On the other hand, anybody with 12 kids will be happy to die just to be able to lie down for a moment. 12 kids. Carl, how did Mindy do?
Mindy's apprehension about this game, Peter, went to naught. She had 3 correct answers. Mindy, you win our prize.
That's great.
Oh, all my friends are going to be so proud of me.
As well they should be. You did beautifully. Congratulations, Mindy.
Thank you.
And go Steelers. Ha ha. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.